This is Fresh Air. Blake Mills has done a lot in his 28 years. As a guitarist, he's accompanied singers including Lucinda Williams, Neil Diamond, Kid Rock, and Lana Del Rey. He's produced songs for such acts as Fiona Apple and Alabama Shakes. His new album, his second, is called Hi Ho, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's notable for the diversity of its sound.
Blake Mills spends a lot of time on Hi Ho sneaking up behind you, offering confidences in a low murmur. He's a young master of intimacy, quiet but firmly insistent, making sure that even if you don't quite make out what he's saying, you walk away with a melody lingering in your mind. He plays guitar in a way that can make the instrument yield warm folk song strumming or unearthly, strange sounds, sometimes within the same composition. He's a sneaky one, Blake Mills. On the fourth cut on this album, Mills says it's the seventh song on an album that always makes him cry.
It's the seventh song on the record that always makes me cry. It's been 7 years since we called each other's eye. You're the seventh true love I've had in my life, and the only one I take to be my bride. The lows who pose our union, it's fine to say what they will, 'cause talk
interests of repertorial accuracy based on Mills's premise, it's my duty to note that the seventh song on this album is called Silence is Sincerity, a noodling instrumental just over a minute long that won't make anyone cry. There's a cleverness about Mills's songs that, at their best, don't render them merely clever. The song Seven includes Fiona Apple, a frequent collaborator on vocals. Its rhythm section consists of producer and record label president Don Was on bass, and on drums, Jim Keltner, who, now in his 70s, has played behind scores of prominent musicians including John Lennon and Bob Dylan. It's easy to hear why veterans like playing with Blake Mills. His best songs sound at once novel and familiar.
I found a new meaning. The oldest words in use. Now I no longer ask myself, what have I got to lose if I'm unworthy of the power I hold over you?
I sometimes think it's unfair to make those "this guy sounds like that guy" sorts of comparisons, but with Hi Ho, it's almost inescapable, and for once, actually more intriguing. That's because on this album, Blake Mills seems to have consumed a very specific body of material, acts signed to Warner Brothers Records in the 70s. Blake Mills commences his collection with the song I just played called If I'm Unworthy. It features a melody that wouldn't be out of place on a Van Dyke Parks album, a vocal that could harmonize with Lowell George on a Little Feat record, a lyric that reminds me of early Randy Newman's Slyness, and guitar I would assert was influenced by Ry Cooder. What all that results in is music that's at once laid back and slow-building powerful, in which self-deprecating lyrics take a backseat to melodies that always contain sneaky hooks. It all comes together most strikingly, I think, on Don't Tell Our Friends About Me.
The older I am, the wiser.
eyes are unknown. And I felt ashamed of how angry I'd gone. I know I was not getting my message across. I know you can't stand me when that's how I talk. When I summon a duel or whatever it is you thought. I was wrong. Some of them could use a good talk, but babe, don't tell all our friends about me. Please, babe, don't tell our friends about me.
That's a beautiful song, and I didn't even get to the bridge, which features the loveliest use of a four-letter word I've heard in a long time. Hi-Ho takes its title from Walt Disney's Seven Dwarfs. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. Roughly half of Blake Mills' album is carefully constructed work that achieves mysteriously beautiful music. The other half is a collection of intriguing sketches, snatches of melodies that don't quite resolve themselves. You're left feeling that you've spent time with a very interesting fellow, restless and inventive, someone you want to keep in touch with, as the kid continues his roundabout journey.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Hi-Ho by Blake Mills. You can like Fresh Air on Facebook and get links to our interviews. It's also a great place to comment on our show and interact with other Fresh Air listeners. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
I married Susanna in a place called Havana.